Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So how would you like to be a student and you show up the next day at school?
Oh my.
And you find out your teacher's been fired.
Because suspended without pay, okay. pending termination.
Looking good.
When they put that on there, you're suspended pending termination.
Yeah, I love the fact. So if you're, okay, Al, let's just pretend you do something really horrible, which obviously you've proven time and time again, you'll never get fired from this job. Let's just pretend they say, okay, Al, you're suspended without pay, but your termination hearing's coming up next week. Would you even show up for that?
No.
When you know you're going to be fired.
When I know I'm going to be fired, nah.
So I'm wondering if she'll even show up.
And this is because of Twitter.
Okay, tell me the story.
Yeah. She's a second-year teacher at Duncanville High School, which is outside of Dallas.
All right.
For people who are living across the country and not really sure what we're talking about. Her name is Vanita Hegwood. I could be mispronouncing it, but that's okay. She can call and yell at me about it if she wants to. Well, Miss Vanita Hegwood has been following what's been going on in the Ferguson shooting situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And wanted to express herself on Twitter.
Okay.
So,
how would you like to
very recent.
Show up
but they're still, because they're about to decide whether or not he should be well suspended without
and so everybody's getting ready for
termination.
Okay.
There's already been fallout.
Not looking good. Yeah. Just in case they say he's not going to be charged.
I love the fact. So, if you're, okay, Al,
it's not looking good.
Yeah, it's not looking. Either way, there's going to be, obviously, you've proven time and time again, you'll never get fired from this job.
So, anyway, she's been saying, okay, Al, you're suspended without pay.
And she's like, termination hearing is coming up next week.
Would you show up for that?
No.
And she wrote on Twitter.
And I know
who
I'm going to be fired.
Someone
made you dumb.
Up.
And this is because of
crackers.
Okay,
tell me
the story.
She's a second-year teacher at Duncanville High School, which is outside of Dallas.
All right.
Kill yourself.
People who are living across the country and not really sure what we're talking about.
Again,
her name is
Vanita
Hegwood.
So later, after she got some reaction to her
she can call and yell at me about it if she wants to.
She came back and said, well, Miss Vanita Hegwood has been following what's been going on in the Ferguson shooting situation.
Behavior.
And wanted to express herself on Twitter. You act crackerish. So, I'm going to call you a cracker.
Because
this
Ferguson's
is very recent.
Well,
yeah, but they're still, because the officer, right. They're about
all,
to decide whether or not he should be
tried.
Right.
And so everybody's getting ready. Just in case they say he's not going to be charged, people are boarding up their businesses.
She said, to be completely honest, Rich Ray on the side.
It's not either way.
I someone with grammar that horrible to be teaching my kid anyway. So anyway,
Miss Vanita is an
I'm going to call you a cracker.
And she's, like I said, she's a second-year teacher. I'm a school English teacher.
I'm going to call you a
and she wrote on Twitter.
That's where I have the
who
problem.
So apparently, Vanita has several Twitter accounts.
Oh, she has trolling accounts.
This is what our producer Mike said he's
about
discovered.
Your opinions.
And she went on the other account because this first one's been taken down.
Mm-hmm.
So she went on the other account and said, I got a Twitter account so I could express myself
later,
freely
after she
because
got
I may
some
say something on Facebook the wrong person
rant.
Might see.
She came back and said,
because apparently she thinks nobody sees Twitter.
I'm confused. All right, okay.
She didn't have it set privately?
I'm on call. They've all been taken down now. So anyway, December 8th is when they're going to decide
you
her fate. Like, whatever.
Save your money, baby.
Okay.
First of all, she's an English teacher.
I'm looking at the tweet.
I posted this on my Facebook page. And Jenny Krausen, I hope I'm saying her name right. She said, to be completely honest, racial comments aside,
I wouldn't want someone with grammar that horrible to be teaching my kid anyway.
Oh, boy.
Teaching English. I'm going to call you a cracker.
She went on the other account and said, I got a Twitter account so I could express myself freely because I may say something on Facebook the wrong person might see.
I'm so confused.
Because apparently I think nobody sees Twitter.
I'm not surprised. I'm confused.
All right.
She thinks this is okay. She didn't have it set privately.
Obviously, she thinks it's okay because she's barely not.
They've all been taken down now. So anyway, December 8th is when they're going to decide
her actions. And she is a teacher. She's a person that's in charge of setting an example for other kids.
I'm looking at the...
Maybe this is an isolated incident
where she reading some bleeping stuff.
She has multiple accounts. Why don't she just go with the
point, I got hacked. She says, dumb duck.
Why does a high school teacher need multiple accounts? It's a troll account. And some people are saying, I don't know. Freedom of speech. Yes. You have freedom of speech, but you are not free from the consequences.
In my study of the trolls I've encountered on your job, I have found that many of them have
and you're free to say whatever you want.
Then they come back.
And you can easily find who the person is because they always follow them.
It is.
And they usually have about 10 followers. That's how you tell them.
I mean,
so that one of the it'll be a bunch of hot girls and then one dude.
She thinks this is okay.
And that's
obviously she thinks it's okay because she
usually finds the troll on their
there would be any consequence of her actions. And she is a teacher. She's a person.
I would love to hear the type of person
she really is.
She's only been there 2 years.
She could be the nicest person.
We're on the air here in Duncanville.
Actually, they could say this is out of case.
She's just going with the good old I got
hat. Why does a high school English teacher multiple accounts.
800-543-3548.
It'd be one thing if you're a celebrity. You know, celebrities who have public celebrity accounts and then private ones that teach just for friends and family.
Right, right.
I wouldn't want that.
I would not find it cool if I was her student.
As profane as you want, but under an anonymous name.
In my study of the trolls I've encountered on Twitter, I have found that many of them have multiple accounts.
I love that word so much.
And you can easily find who the person is because they always Emily, what are your thoughts? We have a clarification on the duck. Isabel knows what the duck meant.
So maybe it really is just duck.
Was it a typo, Isabel?
It was not a typo. I actually teach middle school students, and that's like a comment that they say.
The worst example was her English.
That's probably what she meant. How can you
to get away with it?
To get away with cursing without cursing, with using an animal.
Right.
Maybe that's why she was suspended. Maybe it wasn't about the
word.
She stayed on the job and she graded me poorly on paper. I would take this, print it out. Look what you did.
I think it's ridiculous. When I became a teacher, I just completely deleted my Facebook. Not because like I thought I would do stuff, but I don't want people posting on it. I don't have any social media. I just don't even want to deal with it.
Sure.
So for her to go on there and say ridiculous things, she should know better.
Yeah.
She's kind of a dumb duck.
Yeah, now.
I'm going to go ahead and be honest.
Emily, what are your thoughts?
Hi, good morning. My thoughts are I'm a 25-year-old English teacher, and I have a Twitter account, but I set to private.
Sure.
And I would never post anything that sets a bad example for my students, much less could get me fired. That's just ridiculous.
The worst example was her English.
I know. That's horrible. Like, how can you grade your students' essays when you can't even send a grammatically correct tweet?
Right.
Maybe that's why she was suspended. Right. Maybe it wasn't about the F-bombs.
Yeah, actually, your English is
having, poor. Yeah, they're just having an evaluation.
Yeah.
If I was a student and she stayed on the job and she graded me poorly on the paper, I would take this, print it out.
Yeah,
and
look what you did.
Look what you did.
Red
marks. Oh, boy.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Your attention, please.
We just spoke about the teacher, Vanita Hedgewood, who went on Twitter and had a rant about Ferguson, and it was very racially charged.
Yeah.
And she may potentially be fired. She has a termination hearing coming up here. And we wanted to hear from potential students or maybe parents of kids.
People who might have just known her, yeah.
Who know. Jennifer, your kids were in her class.
Correct.
Have you
met her?
Yeah.
Correct, yes. I had two teachers that she taught, but it was for a different school district.
Okay. So you, how long ago has it been since you were, that you knew? Is it Hegwood? Are we saying her name right?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. How long has it been since you've, you know, had any interaction with her?
A couple of years.
Okay. So
I guess once she left the Mansfield ISD, I guess she went to Duncanville.
Okay.
Did this surprise you when you saw this?
Absolutely.
It did. Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's very good. Out of character.
Well, 2 years ago, when you knew her, there was no Ferguson incident for her to be this upset about, maybe.
That's true.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this
both of my kids loved her. I thought she was a great teacher. Never had any issues.
How are your kids, how's your kids' grammar?
What'd your kids get in English?
Yeah, they do pretty well.
They're well, yeah, but she was a middle school teacher there, so.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you ever hear your kids coming home saying dumb duck?
No, never heard that.
Yeah, so if they call you dumb duck, you know what that means now.
Yeah.
You're welcome,
Jennifer.
All right,
Jennifer. Well, there's...
Okay. Thank you for calling in and letting us know
calling,
that
Jennifer.
It's out of character for her to have done
but
that.
But 2 years, a
two
lot
years
can
ago.
Happen.
Yeah.
You could have a brain injury. Maybe she doesn't
Shout
know.
Out,
maybe she got knocked upside the head.
You never know what happened.
Maybe it's not her fault.
All right. There you go.
That's a great
Love
defense.
Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
You know what I've noticed about my wife?
Nope.
I've noticed every single problem we have in our lives is my fault.
Mm.
It doesn't matter if the cat didn't use the litter box or if the kids' crayons aren't put back in the box. Everything is my fault.
Yeah.
Once, she didn't pay a bill because I was on her nerves that day and it caused her to forget. I swear this woman is a legit nutcase if she seriously thinks everything in life is my fault. I need her to calm it down before I start doing things on purpose. Be passive aggressive. I've tried to point it out to her on several occasions, but it's like the woman is blind to any opinion other than her own. I know that women tend to be strong-willed, but this is unlike anything I've seen before. How do I make her open her eyes to what she's doing, Kurt?
She knows what she's doing. Mm. She hates you.
Yeah, that's weird.
This is like a woman who is unhappy in her. I'm sorry. This is a woman who's unhappy with herself.
Sounds like she's
unhappy with her marriage.
She's insecure.
She's unhappy with the way her life's going, and you're the only one she can dish it out on, and you take it and take it, and the more you take it, she's like, well, I've got free reign to do whatever I want. And she's going to end up driving you away, and she's going to end up divorced. Because women, I don't know what it is. Men don't like to deal with stuff.
No.
Typically, I mean, not all men. And this isn't like a tried and true rule. But women, we got to start checking ourselves in the relationship because it's like we're almost testing a man to see how much we can get away with before he'll finally leave us. And then he's a jerk.
And then it's too late.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I completely agree with him that his wife is doing. I believe him that his wife is doing this.
Yeah.
But she's miserable in her own life. She needs to wake up and smell the coffee before you're gone. And that looks like where it's headed. So maybe you could have a heart to heart, and when she's not coming at you and blaming you for something else again, when you're having a nice peaceful moment, say, "Look, I really need to talk to you about this. You're causing me to
hard thing to do.
It's a hard conversation to have, but you might need to scare her and wake her up, and that might change her behavior. Let her know that I'm 1 foot out the door here.
Let her know you feel unappreciated.
I am 1 foot out the door if something doesn't change. I'm wanting to work on it. I'm here to help you. I love you. Let's make this work before." There's a point where I can't turn back.
It's almost like they need a chore checklist or something.
Something.
Well, it's not that.
She's just miserable.
Your home should be your happy place for both of you. So when you go home, anything that happens at work or anything that happened with the kids throughout the day when you weren't there.
When you throw those keys down.
Yeah. It should be out the door and you guys should treat each other with respect.
Yeah.
And it should be a happy place. Anything negative should be, you know, you should realize that you're doing something negative and stop it.
I think a lot of times the person in the relationship that takes it out on the other one doesn't realize the damage that's being done until it's too late.
Yeah.
So if you can stop it in its tracks and say, I'm about to leave, it might wake her up. Or she might be saying, fine, this is what I wanted.
All right, then.
It might be what she's pushing you for, and she doesn't want to be the one to pull the plug.
Bye, Felicia. What I would say.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I try, Al.
This is kind of flipping the script on what we were just talking about.
Oh.
What do you do when the sweet man that you fell in love with has disappeared?
My husband leaves for work early, and he used to leave notes for me on the bathroom mirror every single day for 12 years.
Ooh.
Then one day, the notes just stopped. He said he was running late, and it slipped his mind. Then it slipped his mind every day after that. Now I'm noticing more of the sweet little things he used to do are slipping through the cracks, like opening doors for me, giving me gifts on silly anniversaries. I'm feeling a little betrayed by all of this, but at the same time, I feel like I should be grateful for all the years of sweetness that I did get from him. But I'm a woman, so my brain automatically slips into he must not love me as much anymore mode. What would you think if you were in my shoes, Kelly? That's from Cynthia.
Well, Cynthia, there's a couple of scenarios. I mean, the first one every woman goes to is he's got a girlfriend.
Nah.
But that might not be the case. I actually had a man tell me once, and he was right. I was mad about it, but he was right. And we're not dating anymore, so I'm not going to say any names. But basically, he did so many wonderful, nice things for me. And I didn't do anything back for him.
And he just got tired.
It might have been that, yeah.
And, you know, after 12 years, maybe he's like, maybe he did accidentally that one day slip up. How did you react to that? And maybe the next day, you know, you have to kind of ask yourself, well, he's been leaving me notes all these years. He's been buying me silly gifts for anniversary.
What do I do?
What did I do for him? And it's not that I was a bad person in the relationship, right, but I just didn't go out of my way to do anything because I really wasn't in it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he finally called me. He's like, called me on my junk and said, you know, I'm doing all these things for you and you don't do anything for me. So maybe you need to see what you've been contributing for the past 12 years. And maybe he just finally said, I've been doing this 12 years and she hasn't reciprocated mm-hmm. once. Why do I? It didn't matter.
Yeah.
She, you know, so look at that. There is the possibility he has a girlfriend. When a man suddenly changes his behavior that dramatic, drastically, mm-hmm. something drastic has happened.
He might be leaving her notes.
Or sometimes, why do they just start taking you for granted after a while?
Yeah.
12 years is a long time, though,
yeah.
Jonah.
Yeah.
That's a long, it'd be one thing if he did it during the courtship phase. And
right.
Once
right.
we got married, it stopped. Well, that happens because the chase is over at that point. But he did it for 12 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, that's check yourself. Make sure that maybe you should start doing those same silly things he used to do for you back to him. And maybe
ooh, nice.
One day he'll start picking up the hint and see a mutual.
Reignite the flame.
You mm-hmm. start leaving. Why you wait? Why don't you leave him
yeah,
a sticky note on the mirror?
Kind of like lead by
example. Why don't you put a little silly little gift for him in the front seat of his car? So when he gets in the car the next morning, a pair of panties and say,
ooh.
I won't be wearing these when you get home today, honey.
You can't blur them.
You know?
I have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, do something silly and put it out there. What's the worst that can happen? He ignores it. Then you know he's got a girlfriend.
True that.
There you go.
Now look, I
love letters to Kelly.
I get letters sent to me. A lot of times we go through the link at kidnation.com,
uh-huh.
and that's great. But sometimes people email me separately or whatever, and
uh-huh.
I happen to find them. I get, honey, you don't even want to see my inbox right now. It's a mess.
Whoa.
But came across this one.
Kelly's box is a mess.
Seriously, somebody hashtag was looking that. Over my shoulder the other day. They were like, 10,900.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know. Don't even.
It really stresses out the type A.
Yeah. A lot of messages in that box.
All right. So, dear Kelly, you're the love expert. I am. My friends and family have not so subtly been dropping hints. They don't approve of my relationship. I'm 27. My boyfriend is 55.
Mm. Whoa.
I've never dated someone this much older than I am, but it's going great. He's got a good job, takes me on awesome vacations. We really do care about each other. People are telling me our age difference, though, is an issue. But after 6 months of dating, it's not. I'm having trouble deciding if I should take him to holiday functions with my family. It's coming up, right?
Yeah.
My parents don't approve, but they are the same age as my boyfriend and would probably get along. What should I do, Kelly? Sign
wow.
Leah.
Ooh.
Well, after 6 months, that's the time you bring the boyfriend around the family.
Yeah.
So I'd say go ahead and do it. But it's kind of funny. I was When I saw this letter, it pinged something in my brain. I heard this on the radio coming in this morning, and I looked it up. They've done a study recently on relationships
uh-huh.
and the age gaps and how it affects relationships. And they do studies all the time, like on, you know, what are the odds of second and third marriages lasting
right.
and how bringing in stepkids and interracial. So this study is on the age difference.
Are there graphs?
There are graphs and charts,
Jason. That's how you know it's real.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting, I thought. They said if there's a 1 year age gap
uh-huh.
when you get married,
yeah.
you are 3% more likely to get divorced. Take into mind that more than half of the marriages get divorced anyway.
And 3%,
right?
That's not that bad.
No.
So this is just strictly looking at the age gap.
Okay. What did they say is the ideal age gap for
this one doesn't
success.
Say. The closer to your age is, a separate website I looked at had like 4 years, 4 months was the ideal, but that was a separate survey. You can find a survey to fit anything you want.
Just search for it. Yeah, somebody
search for it, trust me. So this study said if you're within 1 year age difference, 3%. 20% more likely to get a divorce.
Okay.
If the gap widens to 5 years, 18% more likely to get a divorce.
I feel like 5 years is good.
Are you already going in 50-50? Yeah. And this just adds you another 18% more likely.
Okay.
My ex-husband and I were 6.5 years apart.
Okay.
So we...
And you were older.
And we were divorced.
Him.
So I was older, yeah.
So from 50-50 to about 68% chance of divorce.
Now, if you are 10 years separated...
Okay.
My best friend and her husband are exactly to the birth date 10 years apart.
My grandma and my grandpa were 10 years
apart.
I'm gonna
text her and let her know that she is 39% more likely to get divorced. just to let her have a good day.
My grandma ended up divorced. She was 10 years
39% more likely. Here's where it gets really like, why bother? 20 years.
How much? How many?
20 years difference.
20 years. Wow.
Now, typically, looking at this, it's usually the man that's older.
Yeah.
There is the occasion when it flips, but usually we're thinking older man, younger woman scenario in a situation like this.
So this is 20 years.
So, gentlemen, if you're thinking maybe the holidays are approaching and it's a good time, I've been dating this hot young thing, and if I don't snag her up, somebody else is going to get her. You're 95% more likely to get divorced if you are 20 years older than your partner.
95?
Oh, boy.
Might as well not even get married.
Oh, boy.
And here's the one that made me laugh. 30 years older.
Jeff Goldblum just married a girl who's 31 years younger.
Exactly. He's 62 and she's 31.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
They are 172% more likely to get divorced.
How are you 172?
How is that mathematically possible?
That's like negative.
That means you got to get divorced before you go on your honeymoon.
It's like, why don't you just pay her off before you even get married?
Does it give reasons behind this?
It's just I guess you don't have a lot in common.
Because I found that sometimes mentally, mental age seems more important. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I've dated guys my own age that are like 15.
Right.
I've dated older, 5 years older, that are still more immature. And sometimes, if a 50-year-old guy, look at Al. I mean, he's
older.
Older
than you.
Yeah, you're in one of those age different brackets. But
I don't know which one though. Which
act,
one, Al?
But
which
you
one?
Don't. But you don't act your age.
Right. I don't think I do. Thank you.
And this doesn't mean you're going. I mean, there's a 5% chance you won't get divorced.
This is science, Kelly. This is science. You gotta respect science.
I mean, 30 years, I would think you'd get divorced by default because of, death.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's not divorce.
That's widowing.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do till death do you part. I mean, that's supposedly.
Yeah,
there's that 30-year age gap that's coming sooner rather than later, right?
Oh, boy. When do you even out? Like, it seems like if you're
20... about a year, it says you're 3% more likely if it's 1 year age gap. They're just saying marrying someone closer to your own age.
That's better.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably, when you're about the same age, you're probably in about the same economic bracket.
Right.
You have the same interests. You have the same music taste, movies. You have
more
in common.
Your life's more parallel,
yeah.
You're aging at the same time.
See, what I'm going to do is stop aging and let my girlfriend catch up to me.
How are you going to do
Good
that?
Good plan.
Let's see there?
Button.
You're going to go into like a wormhole?
Excuse me, Dennis?
Oh, boy. That's good stuff, Kelly Raspberry. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com and click on Love Letters to Kelly.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Yeah. It's time for Trip A Day, and we're playing 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort.
Oh. All right.
I had to do that.
Rolling
the R's. I got to warm up for my song challenge with Kelly coming up here in 20 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Are you rolling R's?
No, but I just want to get that tongue warmed up, Kelly.
Do you do vocal exercises? I can't even do that.
Yeah. I try vocal exercises. All right.
First things first.
We're looking for call number 23, and we found him.
All right.
This is Letty Ruiz. Hey, Letty.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing excellent.
Awesome.
You feel nervous at all, or are you excited?
Somewhat, yes.
Have you ever been to Florida?
No, never been. Never been, and it would be awesome to go. I'd be so excited.
Be great to go for free.
Now, do you know the rules of 6 seconds from Orlando?
Somewhat. Can we go through them again?
Yeah,
it's really easy.
Here's what's going to happen. Okay. We're going to play you an audio clip of a celebrity, okay?
Okay.
After we play that celebrity audio clue, I'm going to give you 3 clues myself. After I get those 3 clues out there for you, we're going to give you 6 seconds to guess who that celebrity is.
Okay.
Pretty simple, right, Letty?
I hope so. It sounds like it's not too bad.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your celebrity knowledge?
I'm going to say maybe about an 8. I think I'm pretty good at it.
That's because you listen to our show, and that's all we talk about.
You should do pretty well with this one right here. I feel like this one's pretty doable. All right.
Okay.
Ready for your audio clue?
I'm ready.
Let's play 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort.
I mean, I had like a puppy love heartbreak when I was like 12. You know what I mean? But no, I don't really count that one.
Here are your clues. I don't know if you need them, but here they are. Casper, booty, fly girl. Casper, booty, fly girl. Your 6 seconds start now.
Oh, my God. Jennifer Lawrence.
Let's try again. You're close.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes!
Oh, you scared.
I'm scared. Yeah,
no, you got it. You got it.
You got it, girl.
You got it. Jennifer Lopez. You got it. You're going to Orlando.
Oh, my God. I got it.
Yeah.
You scared us there for a minute.
It was the second Jennifer you
Yeah, you're wrong on the first Jennifer, but you got it right on the second. Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, Letty, you have won a wonderful trip. Who do you think you're going to take with you?
My husband and my kids.
All right, well, you got to pay for somebody because I think this is a trip for two.
Yeah, right.
But real quick, you want a trip. Okay. That's okay. You can add on a little bit extra. You want a trip to Universal, your Orlando Resort. You get admission to the Universal Studios in Florida, Universal's Islands of Adventure, and Wet n' Wild Orlando Water Park. You're going to fly there round trip on Southwest Airlines. You'll have tickets to Blue Man Group and 3-night stay at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Nice.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome. So it can be a little. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it could be a little something for you and your husband or,
take
you know,
the kids.
Just take the kids.
Or send the kids.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Awesome.
Right, we're excited for you, Letty. Congratulations.
Enjoy the trip,
okay? Thank you so much, guys. Oh, my God. That was great.
Hold on just a second. Hold on.
You were great.
Letty's going to tell you how hard it is to get through on the phone lines. Everybody always says that.
Yeah,
but
it's tough.
Even if you try and you can't get through on the phone lines, you can still have another chance to win this fabulous vacation on KidNation.com.
Uh-huh.
So if you knew the answer to today's trivia question, was it trivia?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Trivia.
You go to KidNation.com, you enter that, and you'll have a chance to win another trip to Universal Orlando Resort.
And by the way, you could do that every day, and your chances increase every single day you do this. Okay.
Right.
There you go.
Good.
And now moving on to bigger and better things.
Yes.
Big Al Mack on the verge of breaking up with his girlfriend.
No.
Well, if this doesn't do it, my song might.
Yeah. My song might as well.
So, my girlfriend told me she didn't know how to drive a stick, and I volunteered to teach her.
There's
not many things that I am knowledgeable or skillful enough to teach my girlfriend, who's a doctor. So I figured this is one of those things, a learning experience that I can share, I can provide, bring to the relationship. So.
And we told you,
not to
as
do it.
Did many of our
yes.
listeners,
mm-hmm.
that it was nearly the demise of their relationship.
Yeah,
the husband trying to teach the wife or girlfriend how to drive.
I've heard that.
Because, Al, you used to be the player, you know?
Used to
be like George Clooney. You'd go about 2 years with a lady, maybe one, and then you'd move on.
About 2 months. Except, but, yeah, I get your point.
This is a relationship that's been going on
Over
2 years.
Over 2 years, yeah.
You guys are headed in the right direction, and then you're ruining it by teaching her how to drive.
Maybe, but
it's a frustrating thing to learn how to do, and it's a hard thing to teach.
Because it's hard to teach because it's hard to verbalize. Okay, you know,
it's a feeling.
It is a feeling.
It's hard to put into words something that it's like you have to feel it out with your foot and
hand.
Big Al, you gave it up for the show, and you brought a recorder.
I did, and she was so excited about my motives.
I told you not to tell her you're going to record her.
There's no way to record her.
She'd be madder if she found out he did it.
We always record her significant. Others.
But they're going to be better behaved when they know they're being
recorded.
And she talks so, it's amazing to me, side note, that she speaks so softly in this situation. When she gets mad.
That's because she knows she's being recorded.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, let's get to it.
Anyway, here we go. I'm in, I got a car.
Big Al's driving school.
You got a new car.
I got a brand new car.
No.
I didn't buy it. But it's a standard shift, and I'm trying to explain to her, first of all, what the clutch is.
What the clutch is.
So, the pedal on the left, that's the clutch.
Yes. Gas.
The pedal, okay, so the one in the middle, that's the brake.
Why do you sound so nervous?
I'm nervous.
You're super nervous.
We're in the car, and the car is in my bar parking lot, and it's backed into a parking space on a slight slope.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
can you not take it somewhere?
All right, let's continue with the clutch lesson.
And then the other one is the gas, all right? So now, when you pull out,
Wow,
I will
boy.
Put you in first gear, and what you need to do is, like, have the clutch engaged, all the way down, and then ease off the clutch and ease down on the accelerator.
Got it.
Got it?
Pushed it.
Mm-hmm. Got it. All right. Here we go.
But you were putting it in first for her.
Now,
why?
You always need to have your foot on the clutch when you crank the car up.
Uh-huh.
If not, it'll either not start or it'll go forward.
So far, you don't sound like you know what you're doing.
And I haven't heard an engine yet.
No, it's not running yet.
Why are you doing the hand part? Because that's what you feel.
Well,
she should feel the.
Yeah,
I wanted to make sure it was in one and not three or reverse.
Well, you can feel that after she puts it in.
That's normally the first lesson. Is you sit there for 10 minutes and you go okay, because you can change it. So you just go like first, second, third, neutral. You just practice.
This is actually my first foray.
Into teaching anyone.
Teaching anybody anything.
All right, well, here's Dr. Girlfriend actually driving, we think, the car.
Here we go. Whoa! All right.
She didn't follow directions, Al.
I am so glad that she had that clutch engaged right there, because we would have gone right into the building.
Put your
seatbelt
on.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm going to put my seatbelt on for sure. All right, is your foot on the clutch?
Yeah.
All right, foot's on the clutch. All right, here's...
Wait, yeah, you have to show me that, too.
Oh, sorry.
She's all right. So calm.
So, okay, you're in neutral right now. Yeah. Put your hand on the thing and... Yeah.
The thing.
The thing. All right,
that's the stick.
No. Put your hand on the thing, Al.
The thing.
Now you're in neutral again. Okay, now you're in first.
Wait, hold on.
No, you're in neutral again.
Isn't that reverse?
No, that's not reverse. You're in right there. You're in first. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Now I'm gonna let off of the emergency brake.
We're still not moving yet.
Yes. We're on a hill.
Rolling back.
Yes. Oh. Okay. Oh, so. My God. Go, no, you don't need to touch that. You're in first gear.
It's just for safety.
No, you don't need to touch that. All right. All right. So now. Go.
Oh my God.
Go.
She almost ran somebody over.
Yeah.
Who was there?
Some guy just walking in the parking lot. Just walking all willy nilly in front of a girl trying to learn how to drive a stick.
Come on.
Hey, you get out of my parking lot.
Keep in mind that Big Al's Bar is on one of the busiest streets in Dallas.
The worst street to learn on. Again, we're with Big Al Mac teaching his doctor girlfriend how to drive a stick shift.
Oh my God.
Go. Oh, ow.
Oh, no.
The car went dead. All right. Oh!
You freak out that much on a stall.
Why don't you take me to a street where there aren't cars?
No, we're going to learn right here.
Oh!
All
right.
Hey, like I said, throw the puppy in the pool.
You're going.
Make the puppy swim.
Oh, we're dead again. All right. Foot off the clutch. There you go. Oh, we're dead again. All right.
Oh, it's hard.
So that went on and on and on.
Now, next time you go for lesson two... Don't tell her she's being recorded.
Yeah. I feel like she wouldn't have been
feeling. What?
Oh, I'm trying.
That almost ran over that man. What? That is neutral, honey,
we told
baby.
You to
Ow.
Come on.
Ow.
We
now.
Want the real deal, Ow.
That was my girlfriend, so.
Are you going to teach her again?
She needs another lesson. She did kind of get it going there for a minute. I mean, we spent probably 15 of the 40 minutes just trying to get out of the parking spot.
It's hard. It's
been
hard.
On a slope. Yeah, it was hard.
I feel for her. It's so tough.
We could have gone.
Man, you were impatient. I could hear your keychain dangling around your neck.
It was a little frustrating, but you know.
Okay.
You know what? It's going to make us stronger.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Because you're an innocent bystander in this week's category.
Yeah, this is. I feel like a drive-by shooting is about to happen, and I'm just standing there on the corner talking on my cell phone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get hit by a stray bullet.
I'm concerned I've had too many bye weeks.
Yeah. Well, welcome to The Voice Factor Idol.
Something like that.
Yay.
That's what it's called.
What bowl is this?
This is the
loser bowl.
It's the runner-up bowl.
It's the toilet bowl.
It's the loser bowl.
All right, so we've been doing this challenge for nearly a month now.
Yeah.
And today... Kelly and JC are going head to head for third place.
Uh huh.
I felt so good all morning long. I didn't feel nervous.
I feel like I just
felt
took
comfortable.
A banned diet pill. That's what I feel
like
right now.
Kelly,
you're energized.
They left the room during the commercial break to go ahead and get through their song once. Kelly is dancing around. She took her coat off. She has short sleeves on. Yeah. It's 30 degrees.
Well, Kelly's sweating.
She's pumped up, but.
I put my coat back on.
We've drawn.
I like the way I look.
Well, we
TV
didn't draw. JC requested actually this time that he goes first.
Unless you want to go first, Kelly. If you really.
No, I want you to.
I'm having second thoughts.
JC's nervous. He has some redeeming to do.
I'm nervous.
From falling up. I'm nervous for you guys.
Because we have a wheel, and there were several topics on this wheel. They spun the wheel to figure out what their song would be about, and it landed on Big Al's relationship.
I know.
I have no idea what these guys have written and are about to perform.
Yeah.
But Kelly keeps saying, Al's going to be mad at me.
I wrote two songs out, so I'm going with the second one, which I think is not as crazy as the first one.
Well, thank you, I think.
So.
And Kelly.
What's that?
We've been working together a long time.
We have. And we're going to work together, hopefully, a lot longer.
We've been together a long time.
We have.
And we've been through a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Should we get this over with?
Let's get to it. Yes. Yes. Big Al's relationships was the big open topic.
Yeah, I'm
That's
playing.
That's wide open.
Kelly and JC are going to be singing about today. JC is going to go first. He has his guitar.
Shannon, can I get a little guitar so I can hear it?
I can hear it.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm in the room with you.
Is that in the headphones? Good.
All right, up first, here is Jose Chavez.
Thank you.
JC.
Good luck, JC.
Voice actor idol.
Yeah, good luck, JC.
This song's about the Big Al I met when I first moved here.
Uh-oh.
And what's been going on since. Here we go. Big Al's giving up on his pimpin'. Has nothing to do with all of his sinning. Every month he'd have a brand new kid. Oh, Big Al's giving up on his pimping.
It's beautiful.
But why? His game was so strong. He'd hook up with a 10 and end up with 2 4s. Big Al's giving up on his pimping. Has a bad knee, so he's still got that limp. He loves the most. Oh, but Big Al's giving up on his pimpin'. But why? His game was so strong. Had a box in his closet, lost and found full of Al's giving up on his pimping.
Okay.
I miss pimping Big Al Mac.
That's really mellow.
Okay. You
I didn't go the mellow route on mine.
Uh-oh.
See, I learned lessons. I was stomped last week. I admit it. It's the truth. And I admit defeat. But Al, I decided to be inspired by him, not only because the subject matter is about Big Al, but Al went country, because country is cool, right?
Country is cool,
so I decided to dig in, and I'm going country, Al. Wow. So I hope you're proud of me
country.
On that.
Really?
But here's the thing.
Blake Shelton?
No.
No?
It's Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
What song by Kenny Chesney?
Whatever Makes You Feel Like a Rock Star. Featuring Keith Urban. No. Featuring Who's Married to Faith Hill?
Tim McGraw. Okay, I don't know if I know this one either.
It's great.
Okay.
So I'm really excited, but it's got a really long intro because I timed it out with the YouTube karaoke bet I found, so y'all got to bear with me for a minute. You ready?
Okay.
Do you want to say, you ready for me?
Here we go. Yeah, we're ready for you.
I got all the nervous energy.
Go ahead,
Kelly. We're going to be voting at KidNation.com to determine the third place winner and last place. Next up, Kelly Raspberry.
All right.
Go, Kelly.
Her headphones.
Do you have a name?
No.
Okay.
Oh, she's counting. So she doesn't miss it.
Yeah, we could have edited this part.
Yeah. We can always edit.
Yeah.
Here we go. Well, Big Al is a man who likes finer things like a cold brewed beer and a bucket of wings. But when he gets down low, who's he gonna call? An old number in his phone or on the bathroom wall? Big Al is on a break from Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, he is?
It don't count if he cheats, but it's a sin. But who will he call up first to help him quench that thirst? Whoever it's gonna be, she'll give it up for free. Have an STD, do menage a three. Big Al is on a break from Dr. Girlfriend.
I didn't know this, Al. That's good.
Wow. He could call Bombia, but her lights are out. And I heard sign girls come down with the gout. That Sharpie girl has had a screw come loose. And Bartendica is lost in a bottle of goose. But Big Al is on a break from Dr. Girlfriend. He'd take Rapita Cub back if she'd just say when.
Oh, snap.
He'd build a park bench or two if Andy would say I do. Oh. He'll do what he has to do, cause he's on a break. He'll get what he can take, even though it's all fake. Big Al is on a break from Dr. Girlfriend.
We didn't know you were a break, Big Al.
That's not my key or anything, but woo!
Well, there we go.
Yes. She got all the exes' names in there.
She got most of the exes' names in there.
And revealed some news.
Some news.
Al's on a break and going back to the well.
Apparently I'm on a break.
I didn't know Al was on a break.
Honey, we're not on a break.
Al's on a break. We should call Dr. Girlfriend and see how the break's going.
Sometimes you have to take artistic liberty.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the man's life.
Yeah. I'm sure she's surgery-ing right
all
now.
All the nurses at the nurse station.
Surgery-ing. All right, well, the polls are open. KidNation.com.
Love you, honey.
We need your votes.
Love you, honey.
Is it Kelly or JC?
We're not really on a break.
Al's on a break.
Who had the best song about Big Al's relationship?
On a break. I have not told anybody.
By the way, ladies.
Can we sing it again?
No. Yeah. We got it. We're good.
Are you going to go back to pimping since you're on a break?
No, not back for pimping. No. Not on a break.
Kelly
a
and break. My song go together. It's like an album.
Yeah.
It's like a story.
Go to KidNation.com. Cast your vote on who was the best song about my relationship.
Yeah, about Big Al's break.
Former relationship.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, sometimes on the show we like to be random.
Sure.
Which means you're allowed to be random as well. Here's our random call of the day from Daryl. What's going on, Daryl?
What's happening, man?
Not much.
What do you want to talk about, Daryl?
Well, I got a song for JC's Squirrel album.
You got a squirrel song?
Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear you.
Yeah. Well, I'm a horrible singer, but I've tried to just say the words, but every time you just got to sing it.
Look, I'm a bad singer. Just sing it for us. Come on.
Don't be afraid.
We're supportive.
Blame it on my ADD squirrel.
That's it?
It's from that song, Sail. Sail?
Yeah, exactly.
AWOL Nation?
That's my dude right there. That's my dude, Daryl.
Squirrel!
I'm digging it, buddy.
Okay, you know, right. Sail.
That was your, yeah, come on. That was good, Kelly.
It's Random Man. Yeah.
You know it.
That song.
I know.
This song right here. Remember this song? Kelly, you don't know this song?
Yes, you do.
Oh, you would love this song. This is like a go make out with a dude.
You don't know me very well.
He screams Sail.
Sail!
Got it. Okay.
Thank you, Daryl.
What are they selling?
Huh. What?
Sail. S-A-I-L.
No, sail, like sail away.
Oh, it's like a boat. Song.
Like sail on. Sailing.
I thought like this on a discount sale.
That's what you get would it. Think. You would go there, yeah.
I would be like that song.
Okay, Holmes.
Okay.
Now, when you work at a fast food restaurant, you expect to be able to say whatever you want. You know what to say and what not to say.
Yeah.
Well, to customers or to each other?
To each other and to customers. You should know how to speak to your coworkers and how to speak to your customers. But apparently, some employees don't know how to do that because a manager at a fast food joint, it was just one particular Chick-fil-A, so it's not the whole chain.
Right, they're individually owned and operated, right?
This manager had enough of the lingo going on in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So he put up a list of words they are not allowed to say when they are at work.
Mm.
And in that list,
all right,
he starts it off with, you will speak properly when you walk through these doors. These words are banned. The first word that is banned is bae.
Bae?
Yeah. And apparently the...
Come get it, bae.
Come get it, bae. That's my bae.
It's like the slang for baby.
Yeah.
My baby.
What's wrong with that word?
You can't call people bae, Al.
It's a place of business and he wants it to be professional.
Okay, all right.
People didn't like that, so they crossed it out.
Okay.
So he put bae back on the list and he said, scratch it out and you lose your employee meals.
So this was just a sign that he posted.
Right.
And there's a long list of words here, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's many.
Okay. Some of them we're going to translate for you.
This one's pretty... You don't call your buddies bruh.
Bruh.
Stop saying bruh.
What up, bruh?
No bruh.
No bruh?
Oh, this one, Jenna, you might have to look up for me. You're not allowed to, allowed to say on fleek.
Yeah, on fleek has become a new catchphrase.
What does it mean?
I don't know. I saw Khloe Kardashian posted a photo yesterday, and it was like, my eyebrows are on fleek. It came about because of some girl's Vine video.
Mm-hmm.
What it means is on point. It's a new way to say on point or on lock, and it started as like an eyebrow reference. Like,
what's
when your
wrong
eyebrow,
that?
When your eyebrow, when your brow game is strong,
mm-hmm.
your brows are on fleek.
By the way, you can join this and let us know what words we need to ban from work.
Wait, what?
We'll
ban
jumping on the bandwagon.
What?
Come on, bro. All right, another one they can't say. 0 to 100.
Zero.
Every number in between is acceptable. You can't say 0 to 100.
So you
he was on a roll.
Rap lyric.
Yeah, 0 to 100 real quick. I go 0 to 100. Thanks, Drake. You can also not say 300.
You can't say 300?
You can't say 300.
300.
Yeah, 300. Can't be saying that out.
Oh, man.
Don't you dare go in there saying 300.
300, all right.
Guh.
Guh.
Guh. Guh. Like guh.
What's guh, Jenna?
Guh.
It's a guttural utterance.
Oh, my guh?
Guh.
It's like Jenna's word backwards. Jenna
maybe
says,
it's sort of like, instead
well,
of gosh.
That's not a word. Guh. When someone is irritating you or you are annoyed by something.
Okay.
Oh, like, so you can't be irritated.
This is how. That boy over there is acting stupid, and it's getting me guh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Guh.
Thanks, Jenna.
So I can't make any moaning noises?
Nope. Nope. You also cannot tell the manager, his name's Eric, chill. Can't say that. Unless we're talking about something that is actually chilled.
Okay.
Do not talk about chill.
Like a tasty lemon chill.
By the way, don't refer to people as cuz.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's not allowed out.
No.
No. You can't call people cuz.
You're in a professional place of employment.
You want to conduct
yourself professionally.
What up, cuz?
Hey, what if it's your cousin?
That's fine. Say the actual word is
yep.
what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Say cousin.
He's trying to help.
We don't say cousin. We say cuz.
He's trying to help these young people be taken seriously when they get out into the real world.
We say cuz. And you know why we say cuz?
Why cuz?
Cuz.
Come on, bro. Also, apparently this was going on a lot at this particular restaurant. Ebola.
He's sick of it.
Well, this is what became a problem.
Yeah,
stop accusing people of having Ebola.
My.
Yeah,
well, it got to be really old.
Yeah,
because anytime somebody sniff, oh, you got Ebola. Yeah. Like, it's the funniest joke ever. It's after hearing it the 100th time, I'd put that. Yeah.
But when I look it up on Urban Dictionary to see what Ebola, the first definition that comes up,
what is it?
Something people chant while running through the hallways. It's sung just like the Ricola commercial. Ebola.
Yeah, you should be doing that.
Okay, these are words that have been banned from where?
A particular Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Okay, this one
the
location.
Manager had
all right,
enough.
What's next?
This is my favorite, and my son even goes up to girls.
Your fave?
Yeah, this is my fave.
Okay.
Felicia. Yeah.
You can't say Felicia?
Hey, there's nobody here named Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Okay, where did that start?
Because
is it like some down-home, it's like some reality show?
I think it started with a reality show.
Like,
maybe the Housewives
one?
Or
no,
somewhere.
It was like one of the southern ones, like Down Home something.
But basically, it's you're saying bye, Felicia, to somebody you don't really care about.
You're dismissing them.
Yeah.
It's
bye,
rude.
Felicia.
It came from the movie
Friday. It's from Friday.
When I said
bye, Felicia.
Yeah, where a crackhead named Felicia used to come and ask
Chris
Craig.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, okay.
It's basically when you're
saying a ride off.
You want to dismiss somebody.
I haven't seen Friday in so long.
Unfortunately, I taught my son bye, Felicia. And now he goes up to girls and says, bye, Felicia. You can't say boy or girl. Bye. Boy. Bye. Girl.
Bye.
Bye.
It's in context, right?
Yeah. All of this.
So, like, bye is fine, but bye.
Bye.
Not.
No, you can't say boy.
You're
bye.
Dismiss somebody.
Bye.
You're not allowed to dismiss people.
Bye.
Now,
attitude and respect.
Okay.
You shall also not say ratchet.
Okay.
Ratchet.
We all know ratchet.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of ratchet people working out.
Okay.
Turn up. There's no turning up at the restaurant.
Oh, you can't turn up for what?
No, turn
you
up.
Know a white boy wrote this list
right?
when he doesn't spell turn
it's,
with a T.
It's just turn up.
It's turned up.
Turned up.
Oh, man.
You can't say turn.
You can't get turned up.
Sorry. Can you still turn down for what?
You can still hold.
You can still turn down.
Yeah, you can still
turn
down.
You can't turn up.
It's just turned.
You can't turn up. POP. Hold it, dine. What's that from, Jenna?
I don't know.
POP, hold it, dine.
Is that sort of like
hold it down? My nails are too long, and I'm having trouble doing things.
Hold it down, maybe, and it's just the way he's misunderstanding what they're saying.
POP, hold it, dine. I think that's from when somebody got arrested.
P.O.P. It's not pop. Yeah. It's P.O.P.
P.O.P. Hold it down. Maybe that's like a gang. You know how gangs have letters?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it
hold
is.
Hold it down.
It does.
It's from a Vine, I think.
Yeah.
And he was getting arrested, and the cameras were rolling, and he just said, P.O.P., hold it, dying?
Yeah, it's a viral video sensation. I haven't seen this one, actually. Donna, I guess that's where it comes from. Hold it, dying.
And, Al, I'm sorry. You can't say fam.
What?
Can't say fam.
You can't say fam or cuz?
Nope, no
there will not be
fam.
Any family reunions at this Chick-fil-A restaurant.
It's for the employees, not for the people dining there,
right.
Al.
And he finishes it off with, you are a professional, so speak professionally.
I agree.
And...
Teach them to respect themselves and how they're perceived.
Yeah, respect, but you still can't. You got to be able
to
acknowledge.
In a place of employment.
I like this one that you guys might not know because I love this Bobby Shmurda song.
Mud.
Yeah, about a week ago. They're not allowed to say about a week
ago. Oh, yeah,
ago
you can't say about a week
in
ago.
Because it's in the rap song, about a week ago, and the whole thing says, unless we're talking about what actually happened a week ago. But there will be no singing or dancing to go along with that phrase. About a week ago.
You can't also say,
catchy.
You can't say, I'm legally blind, because no, you are not.
You got too many rules up in this place.
Too many words you can't say.
Yeah, right.
Apparently they're doing lots of rap lyrics, and he doesn't like
family.
It.
You can't
they're
say
having
fam,
fun.
We want to move this on to our show. So if you have any words you would like us to stop saying and ban from this show, you're more than welcome to throw them out there now.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Renee, what word would you like us to stop saying?
Well, I'm a longtime listener, about 18 years, and in all these years, there's only one word, and I love you to this. Jenna, but the word girl, when you refer to yourself or your female friends who are about your age as girl, and I assume that you're over 25, that just sort of rattles my cage because I think you guys are women or ladies.
It's a pet peeve.
In that context, I think of like 12, 13 years old. Yes, yeah, huh?
Okay.
Do you say gal?
Gal is great. Gal is great. It's a fun way of saying it, but girl just seems like so young, and I just think of these as professional young ladies, and so I just love it if you would refer to yourself as women or ladies, and girl is more of someone who's maybe under 18.
I get that.
We'll take that into consideration, Renee. Thank you.
Bye, Felicia.
What do I say? I'm
no,
confused.
She's saying
my girls,
any
my
of
girlfriends.
Us.
If no, we refer, I don't say my girls.
If we refer to ourselves as I'm a girl, I'm just a girl. No, you're a woman. She's saying it's her pet peeve.
What if you're looking for your girls?
What about girl
Where are your
boy?
Girls at from the front to back?
See, and I say boy also instead of man.
Boy, bye.
Like this boy I went out with. I don't know. I think I just like the word, the sound of
well,
the word
our
boy.
Our listener says you can't say that anymore.
Jenna, I'm sorry. There's another word you're not allowed to say.
Oh, wow.
Julia.
Gal.
Jenna's making you angry.
Oh, I hate gal.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Me and my husband have been riding to work together listening to you guys for about 15 years.
Yeah.
And I think this bit is meant to be because it just happened. Jenna said this word during the Hollywood Top 5, and we both just looked at each other.
It's always
it?
About
then
Jenna.
What is it?
Then you announced, call in with the word you hate. Okay, baby. The word we cannot stand is
Anyways.
Oh, Jenna has
generally, I make my kids write this 500 times, so I want you guys to get on that tonight, and hopefully you won't say it again.
They tag teamed you on that one, Jenna.
Hold on. Julia, Jenna wants to ask you a question.
What? You can't handle it?
So anyways, that's like your pet peeve.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I wish I could ban from my mouth? Is
what?
Like. I don't realize I'm saying it, and when I listen back to tapes of us, I'm like, it drives my I drive myself nuts.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I just said the one that I noticed that when I listen back to our show.
What?
Sometimes I say, "Oh my goodness."
Oh my goodness.
I hate that. When I hear myself say it, I get so mad at myself.
Well, what people have to consider in our situation too is we're often trying to transition. So sometimes we say reactionary words or I know when I say anyways, it's not that I'm blowing Kelly off, it's that I know we're trying to get into something else. So I say, okay, well anyways, when we get off topic.
Yeah, because keep that as
well. Stop it.
Okay, so wait, I can't say anyways or girls.
Anyways girl. Or girl.
When you're referring to your friends or Kelly.
This is all the Jenna band lines.
No, this
is
not.
I thought I was good about writing some crutch words.
And I'm gonna stop saying, oh my goodness.
All right.
That's my word. If you catch me saying it, please tell me. Deborah, what can't we say at the job now?
Jenna, are we picking on you?
Jorts. Jorts?
No longer use jorts.
You don't like jorts?
You don't like the word?
No, because it used. I guess at first it was like she would use it to say jean shorts.
Right.
Yeah, but now she just refers to all shorts as jorts.
No.
No, Jenna, listener is a customer, and the customer's always right.
It grates on my nerves. I'm sorry.
Lucky for you, Deborah, it is winter's approaching fast, talk. So we're not going to talk
just
about
you. Sit
George.
There and look pretty, girl. You just sit thanks, there, and be quiet.
Jeez.
Thank you. So, Jenna, no shorts.
Call us up and tell us what else Jenna can't say.
What other shorts do I refer to?
Shorts, girl.
I want to be buried in jorts. I'm sorry. I'll say it again.
But you can't. Say
anyway,
it.
You're not respecting the wishes of our listeners.
The listener is the customer.
I'm going to have a problem with Karen.
Uh-oh.
Karen, what can't we say anymore?
Shout out. Oh, my gosh. So overused by you Alan missed Bushy. It. Shout out.
See, I use it judiciously for comedic purposes.
I am so sorry. There's a lot of Latino references on the show. I can't help it.
She's over it.
She's over it. She's done. It's played
the
out.
The world is a big melting pot.
Karen, are you a white girl?
Over it.
Karen, are you a white girl?
I'm a white girl.
Shout out.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.